Welcome to IRO Live with host Bob Bay.
Okay, we've been studying in the book of John, the Gospel of John. I'm going to read it, okay? In verse 1 in the New King James Version. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." And so Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Jesus talks about in the parable of the sower of the seeds that this seed being spread, this word of the kingdom being spread, and that people will receive it gladly, but there's no root in them. And so when the trials of life come, when the heat comes, because there's no depth of root in them, that it dries up and withers away. Remember, we've talked about body, soul, and spirit. Body, soul, and spirit created in the garden. At the fall, our spirit died, because in dying we will die. We're separated from the tree of life, put outside the garden. And so we are like all the other animals. This body is being driven around by our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. From the time we're born till whenever one of two things happen, we either die or we are born again. That's just the way it is. Remember, we've talked about in the past how if we are operating by the power of our soul, which is our mind, our will, and our emotions, we develop coping skills to get us through life, to meet our needs, or to numb the pain of having unmet needs. And so our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions, its soul power is what we operate on in our lives. And so what ends up happening a lot of times with people is they come, they hear the message of Jesus, and in their brains, in their minds, in their soul, they think, hey, this could be the answer. And what ends up happening is they begin to serve God out of their head. There's a term in Christian culture called mental assent. A lot of times, especially when it comes down to addiction, when people struggle with addiction or if they're abuse survivors or, you know, a lot of other things, they experience a touch from God or they see hope in the message and they begin trying to serve God with their souls, their mind, their will, and emotions, right? I say that serve with their soul because God gave us our mind, our will, and our emotions to experience this world. It's a gift. Our emotions are a gift. Now, they're jacked up when we're living in the world. We can't trust them. But he gave us them to experience life, to experience happiness, joy, even sadness. Yes, we should serve God with our souls. God commands us to love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, right? That's every part of us. Body, soul, and spirit. But we can't just serve God with our mind, our will, and our emotions. It's our spirit that makes the connection. What I've seen happen, and it's described in the parable of the sower, what happens is people come in and they have a revelation in their head. It's not a revelation from God. They have a revelation in their head. And they say, hey, this could work. And so they start doing church things. They start doing religious things. And it's like, well, okay, so I'll go to church and I'll read my Bible and they say, and I'll pray. But they're praying as a religious act rather than talking to the Creator. Jesus knows that Nicodemus, he's the leader of the Pharisees, who were like the religious teachers of the day. And he knows that he knows who God is. He knows who God is, but he has not yet had the inward revelation of who Jesus is. But he knows something. He knows something because he came to him. He did sneakily come to him at night, right? Where nobody could see him. He comes to Jesus and Jesus says, you must be born again. And that being born again is that, remember I said that, you know, your spirit died at the fall. You're dead in your trespasses. And what all that means, your spirit is still there. It's more like a comatose state. It can't respond. It's alive. Remember, there's a second death that the Bible talks about after the final judgment. until our spirit is made alive again in Christ, that is being born again in who we are, we cannot serve God fully. We just try and do everything in our heads or with our emotions. And that's easy to do. It's easy to get caught up in it, especially if you attend a large church with wonderful music, worship. It's awesome, right? Yeah, I love it. I love going in. I love the big sounds, the music, get caught up in it, the message of the music. It's awesome. Woo, get you all pumped up. But that's still in your soul. You have to be born again, and then you have to worship out of your spirit. I'm not saying anything bad about having big music at all. I enjoy that. But so many times it's easy to get caught up in that. I want to skim down a little bit. You know, Nicodemus says, hey, what are you talking about? You born again? Am I going to crawl back in my mother's womb and all that? Jesus said, most assuredly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. We don't know when it happens. We don't know how it happens. God comes in. The Holy Spirit comes in and makes us alive. And he's paralleling it with the wind. Let me read on. And Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? And Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? Jesus is talking to Nicodemus here, and I believe this passage is pointing back to not only everything that they have been witnessing of, but he's pointing back to this thing about the wind. And he's saying, stop, wait a minute. And he says, you hear the wind. You don't know where it comes from. You don't know what has caused it, but you hear it, so you know it's blowing. And I believe he's referring back and he's saying, listen, you may not understand it in your head where the wind comes from and how all of it works. Back then, I'm sure they didn't know the meteorological idea behind it all. But he says, you hear the wind, you feel it, so you know it's real. You know the wind's blowing. You sense it. So he's paralleling that, and he's saying, you feel the wind of the Spirit. Your senses know it's there. You know that something different has happened. You just have to be able to lock on to it, not say, that's nothing. That's foolishness. So the question was, how do you put that to the test? How do you know? How do you know? Well, Jesus is saying that there's a thing that happens on the inside, a spiritual thing. And that which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. You'll know if you look at your life, and that's why it's so important. We talked about the four disciplines of life, and the one being acceptance. Looking at our life and accepting where we're at. We can look at our lives and see what's happening in our lives. If we're still struggling constantly to follow God, if we're still struggling in all our areas of needs, significance, security, and relationships, if our lives are still jacked up, and if we still are overcome with the temptations of the world, we know that we are not serving God in the Spirit. In other words, what he's saying is, I'm going to put this another way. If you serve God and follow God with your soul, with the power of your soul, then all that's going to happen is it's going to sow into your flesh. Say that again now.
I was always basing it on whether I had love, joy, peace, patience, goodness, kindness, faithfulness, or self-control is how I kind of know that, yeah, I'm born again. So, and that I hate the world so much.
You know? Right. And it says, I mean, you will always be tempted by it. Right. And Jesus says, by their fruits you will know. And so the fruits, if you have the fruit of the Spirit in you, then you know that the Spirit is in you. And so I'm going to kind of paraphrase that and say that he is saying that he is saying you just want to be sure that he's not worshiping God just in his soul and that it's also in his spirit. And that is very good. We should always, always be looking at our lives and asking ourselves, maybe you won't like specifically say, am I serving Jesus with my mind, my will, and my... God gave us our soul, our mind, our will, and our emotions. When we die, they're going with our spirit to heaven till we come back and receive our glorified body. I know that a lot of people try and crucify their soul, their mind, their will, and their emotions, and that you cannot do that. When Paul is talking about crucifying the flesh, he's talking about that old sin nature. He's talking about that the old man, not who you are. We were talking before the meeting about when God created us, at the end he looked and he said, it is very good. He was so pleased with his creation and creating us as a triune being. And so when we're restored and born again, we're back to that place. The Apostle Paul talked about being a citizen of heaven, but also we have to understand this. Paul was a citizen of Rome. He enjoyed the benefits of being a citizen of Rome, but he did not live in Rome. He lived in Jerusalem and then traveled all over the place, but he was a citizen of Rome. And so many times people now, they say, oh, I'm not a citizen of this earth. And so they're just waiting till they die and go to heaven. But that's not what it was intended. We were intended, even though we're citizens of heaven, we live here. We have the benefits of being a citizen of heaven. Or I'll say this, we have the benefits of being a citizen of the kingdom of God, but we're living here. And so we are to do everything here as if we're in his kingdom, because we are. It is important that we look at that and we understand and that we discern what we're doing. We look at our lives and am I walking in the Spirit? Am I following God with my spiritual power and not soul? Because it's easy to get caught up. In saying all this, I don't want people to get caught up with the idea, oh no, what am I, you know, am I really saved or anything like that? You can rest assured if you have placed your faith in Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you are saved, blood bought, going to heaven. Salvation is the beginning. It's getting out of Egypt and into the wilderness. It's not into the promised land.
Thanks for listening. Please comment and subscribe for upcoming podcasts. To order your copy of My Real Life, go to the Take Action page at our website, reallifeministries-stl.com, or go to Real Life Ministries STL on Facebook.